So I'm here to present the final paper of my dissertation work, and it's investigating the evaluation of a radio novella to promote HPV vaccine awareness and knowledge among parents of Latina adolescents. I do not have any financial interest to disclose as related to the study, nor do any of my colleagues. And now for the background. Latinas have more than a 1.5-fold increased cervical cancer incidence and mortality compared to non-Hispanic white women. Cervical cancer is largely preventable with ongoing PAP exams and follow-up treatment. This higher incidence is partially due to lower rates of PAP testing and follow-up for cervical cancer screening among this at-risk population. Nearly all cases of cervical cancer are due to infection with the human papillomavirus. It is a very common virus. Most sexually active individuals are infected at one point in their life. However, most individuals are able to clear the infection on their own. But a few subtypes of HPV are oncogenic or cancer-causing. And if those persist, you may be at risk for cervical cancer. In 2006 and 2009, the FDA approved two new vaccines, first Gardasil and then Cervarix, that protect against two HPV types, 16 and 18, that cause 70% of cervical cancer cases. The Centers for Disease Control recommends a vaccine for girls at ages 11 and 12. It's most effective when it's received prior to the onset of sexual activity. But it can also be given to females as young as 9 and up to age 26 as a catch-up vaccination for the older age group. The purpose of this study is to evaluate the efficacy of messages developed in a radio novella at improving HPV and HPV vaccine awareness, knowledge, beliefs, and interest among Latino parents. I hypothesized that compared to a control radio announcement, this study would be more effective at improving knowledge in these areas. I'm sure many of you are asking, what is a radio novella? A radio novella is a mini drama that employs characters community members can empathize with to disseminate culturally tailored health education messages via the radio. It has been shown to be effective for Spanish-speaking populations in Mexico, Latin America, and now a number of health education projects have taken place in the United States. It's also particularly effective for a low-literate population, a population that won't gather as much information from a printed document as they would from an oral format. And when developed with the Latino community, as I mentioned, it has been shown to be successful at promoting health education messages. The location of this study was in eastern Washington, specifically the lower Yakima Valley. It has a population of about 62,000 individuals. It's primarily agricultural. The county boasts of having the most number of fruit trees in the nation. It's best known for apples, pears, hops, cherries, grapes, and even has a number of lovely wineries, which made data collection lots of fun. And it's primarily Hispanic, and mostly among the Hispanics, about 90% are of Mexican origin. Now for my methods. To develop the radio novella, we conducted a 6-month qualitative study. First, I myself and assistant interviewed about 40 parents of daughters aged 9 to 14 in their homes in the lower Yakima Valley. Most of these interviews, the vast majority, were conducted in Spanish. These interviews investigated beliefs and interest and awareness as related to cervical cancer, HPV, and the HPV vaccine. We then used qualitative coding methodology, specifically grounded theory, with Atlas TI as the tool for analysis, and allowed the themes to surface from the data as they related to these concepts. From this, we developed 4 photo novellas. Photo novellas are photo pamphlets that highlight a health education message using a small dramatic, plot, and with a small amount of text. So from the qualitative data coding, we had 4 scenes that could be effective at promoting health education related to HPV vaccine. We tested these scenarios in focus groups to see which scenario did parents find most informative, most helpful, and most impactful at making decision about whether or not to seek more information about the HPV vaccine. We selected two photonovela plots from the four and then developed the radio novella. And the development of the radio novella and the photonovellas were done in conjunction with a local public radio station, Radio KDNA. Radio KDNA has produced a number of other radio novellas in the past. They're nonprofit, public radio, completely Spanish language. We tested the radio novella with a focus group to assess its impact on parents in terms of their interest in learning more about the vaccine. But prior to airing the radio novella on Radio KDNA for about 6 months, we decided to carry out this efficacy study. The radio novella specifically included dialogues between a Latina daughter, her friend, parents, a nurse, and a pediatrician. It highlighted facts and concerns about cervical cancer, HPV, and the HPV vaccine. It furthermore highlighted decision-making processes between parents related to whether they should seek more information about the vaccine and whether they should receive the vaccine for their daughter or not. The entire radio novella was about 4 minutes long. The setting for the efficacy study was at health events and community events in the Yakima Valley during the course of about 4 months over the course of a summer. Hispanic parents with daughters aged 9 to 17, so we expand the age group to 17 to be as inclusive as possible, in the Valley were recruited to participate. The study was uniquely designed to be accessible to low levels of literacy. The entire study was an audio format with color coding of response options. Participants were randomized to listen to the radio novella or to another public service announcement. So once a participant agreed to participate in the study, they would receive an audio headset with an MP3 player. That headset would include a pretest, highlighting questions related to knowledge, interest, and awareness of the vaccine. Then they would listen to a standard radio programming segment. This would be similar to just turning on the radio while in the car. It may have a little bit of a talk show, some music, give a little bit more of a real life situation. After that, they were randomized to listen to the radio novella or to a control public service announcement. And then they heard some more standard radio programming, music, commercials, a little bit of talk, and then took the post-test. This entire activity took about 40 minutes. The specific categories that were assessed were cervical cancer, HPV, and HPV vaccine knowledge, sociocultural values and decision-making practices that could impact vaccine uptake, factors related to informed decision-making, and self-efficacy related to vaccine uptake for one's daughter. Now for the results. The study included about 88 participants, 46 in the intervention and 42 in the control. It was mostly mothers, but we are proud to recruit these 10 fathers. Most of the participants were low income. More than half had family incomes less than 20 grand per year, low education on average 9.5 years, 3/4 born in Mexico, and low levels of acculturation, meaning that most were monolingual in Spanish. There were no statistical differences between the intervention and the control group on these demographic characteristics. One interesting finding in this area was that 1/3 of the mothers reported that their daughters had already received at least one vaccine of the series. We did not expect it to be this high. These are the principal findings of the evaluation. The way you can read these findings is the results that are in bold means that the improvement from pretest to post-test in the intervention group were stronger than in the control group. The numbers that have asterisks are chi-square tests that showing that there was improvement from pretest to post-test, but may not have been stronger in the intervention group than in the control group. using the generalized estimation equation modeling. So for our first two questions, knowing awareness of HPV and knowing that HPV is able to cause cervical cancer, we did see improvement in the post-test after listening to the radio novella. However, that was not more significant than the control group. But on our knowledge-based questions, we did see improvement from the pretest to post-test on knowing that HPV is a common infection, denying a woman is able to detect HPV, knowing the age recommendations for the vaccine, denying that there is only one injection for the HPV vaccine, knowing that medical plans and coupons cover the cost of the vaccine, and denying that the vaccine will cause her daughter to have serious side effects. In each of these areas, we saw improvement that was greater in the intervention group than in the control group. The last two questions, looking at belief that one is able to get the vaccine, self-efficacy to get the vaccine if they wanted to, surprisingly did not show a significant improvement in the intervention group. But one issue may have been we had to exclude those one-third of parents who already reported vaccine uptake. So we may not have had the power to specifically explore this area. We did see differences by acculturation, and parents who had lower levels of acculturation felt more confident that they could receive the vaccine after hearing the radio novella compared to the control. And then the likelihood of receiving the vaccine for their daughter in the next 12 months, again, we did not see any difference from pretest to post-test or from intervention to control. Some concluding comments. Novellas represent a culturally tailored mechanism to convey health information. And this radio novella was shown to improve knowledge of HPV and the HPV vaccine among Latino parents. And specifically, one of the strengths of this study was its innovative design to make use of community events and to actually employ an oral format, an audio format for testing of the impact of the novella compared to a control. Some of the limitations of the study are its use of purposive sampling. Participants that are going to be at community events and health fairs are going to be different than the population at large. Furthermore, we had limited time and resources for the evaluation activity. I really would have enjoyed calling the parents that participated in the study maybe 6 months later and see what kind of results we have there. And we had a small sample size. Further evaluation research is needed to assess the impact of HPV vaccine education programs on vaccine uptake. We aired this radio novella a number of times a day for almost 6 months. It would have been nice to carry out a community-wide study and look at how that impacted the population at large. But as you can imagine, that is very costly. Furthermore, more investigation of the influence of message style on message impact among Latino communities is needed. Is the novella truly a more effective format than just a simple public service announcement? And how can we assess that? Thank you so much. Just like to acknowledge my dissertation committee, Betty Thompson and Gloria Coronado at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, and Hector Rodriguez at the UCLA School of Public Health. All of the funding that I've received over the years from the National Cancer Institute, the Agency for Healthcare Quality and Research, Maternal and Child Health Leadership Program at the University of Washington, and the funding for the radio novella study by the National Cancer Institute. This is my son, who was also born during the dissertation data collections phase. Any questions? Oh, thank you.
You said the results
would have been slightly different if you actually had like a larger male participant population in your study. Possibly, because I just know from the qualitative data that I did, because I also interviewed a lot of fathers, they had much, much lower levels of knowledge and exposure to the vaccine and were pretty distant from caretaking of their daughter in terms of healthcare. Yes?
I don't think you were saying this was part of your study, but did this
Yeah, that's not an area that I have, I don't feel able to comment on that. That hasn't been my focus. And I don't know, and I don't think a lot is known. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Deanna. Thank you to all our presenters this morning. We are finished about 30 minutes early since we didn't have our final speaker. So I'll just invite any final questions to any of our speakers this morning. Does anybody have any last questions? Yes. Anybody else? Okay, thank you very much for coming. Enjoy the rest of your day.